This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Firstly, my brothers and sisters, we must thank Allah Almighty for giving us this opportunity to gather here in order to gain closeness to Him and in order to witness a great evening with an absolutely powerful night by His will and mercy. Not just in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with that, we do know that gathering and coming together has so many other blessings and benefits. May Allah Almighty grant that to us. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah says in the Quran, and He has named the entire surah the name of the particular night, the night of decree and the night of power. Decree because on this particular night, and we don't know exactly which night it is, but there are signs that we have been told about, that we look out for, and there are ahadith and narrations that make mention of the greater possibilities being specific nights, and I will get to that. But the night of decree, because did you know that it is this particular night known as Laylatul Qadr, wherein which the details of your destiny for the rest of the year to come is actually determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike what some people may say, it is prior to Ramadan, it is in the month of Rajab, etc. It is actually in the Quran. Allah Almighty clearly says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. We have indeed revealed this Quran upon a blessed night, referring to the night of, or known as Laylatul Qadr. And Allah says, Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. On that day, all the wise and divine instructions of Allah are stated and they are written. It is this particular night. So the destiny that you shall face for the coming year is always detailed by Allah Almighty on the night known as Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to understand this. This is why it is known as the night of decree. Qadr, from two things, from taqdeer, taqdeer meaning your destiny, and qudra, qudra meaning the power of Allah Almighty, because indeed the two of them are connected. So Allah Almighty has given us this, like I said, decree, because the decree is definitely detailed in this particular night. But secondly, the power of Allah Almighty is manifest in that He has given the night of power such immense multiplication, not just in reward, but in grandeur. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The same surah, Allah says, the night of Qadr, or the night of decree and power, is better than 1,000 months, which is 83 years and a third. Just more than 83 years. So each night of decree that keeps repeating itself every year is more powerful, or it is better than 1,000 months, which is 83 years. 83 years, if any of us were to live for 83 years, it would be said this person has had a good life. So if you witness one night of this nature, you would have been engaged in worship equivalent to 83.3 years. Subhanallah. Look at the power. So this is the gift of Allah Almighty for us, for you and I. The gathering has been given importance upon other occasions in Islam, such as the day of Eid, happiness, joy, get together, celebrate, enjoy. The day of Jumu'ah, Friday, Jumu'ah, is from Jama'ah and Jama'ah. Jama'ah means the group, and Jama'ah means together, to get together. So Jumu'ah is the Friday in Arabic. It means the day to get together. You get together at the prayer, at the midday prayer, and it is compulsory upon those, upon the males with who fulfill the conditions. What I mean by that is, for as long as you're not traveling, you're not ill, and a few other things, you should be coming together in order to greet each other, get to know each other. Togetherness, your numbers, everything is a very big motivation. It's an ambience. You plug in with your maker, and you have so many others who share with you the responsibilities and duties of a believer. If I was the only one giving charity, and I was the only one in salah, and the only one fasting, it would be much more difficult. But when we are all fasting together, it's made so easy. This is the reason why all of you will bear witness that when you're fasting in Ramadan, it's much more simple, it's easier, it's more blessed. Try fasting outside Ramadan, it becomes a little bit more difficult. Subhanallah. When you fast the Mondays and the Thursdays, for as long as there are a few people within the family or community fasting together, the sunnah becomes much easier. But when you're alone, it's still rewarding, but unfortunately, it's a little bit more difficult. The jama'ah and the congregation, the group, has been given a lot of importance in Islam. This is why to visit the sick and ill is an act of worship. We should be engaging in it. To inquire about the well-being of others, the widows, the orphans, and so many who are perhaps disabled and challenged in one way or another, is a duty of a believer. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. So, the narrations make mention of this night being one of the nights of Ramadan to begin with. So I know that Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan. That's confirmed. Then there are narrations that tell us that it is more likely for it to be towards the end of Ramadan in the last 10 nights. So now I know that it's in Ramadan more likely. Listen to the term, more likely to be. It does not mean it couldn't be before. It might have been, but more likely to be in the last 10 nights. And then there are other narrations that tell us that it is more likely to be one of the odd nights from the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, look for this night. And in one narration, he says, look for it in the last 10 or in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر من رمضان. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, search for it. Now when he says search for it, it doesn't mean it's only in these nights, according to some of the scholars, but inshallah it is most likely that it's among these nights. And then there are more narrations that point towards it being in the second half of the last 10, which makes the 27th and 29th the most likely. Here goes. So tonight being the 27th night, we ask Allah to make us from those who witnessed the night known as Laylatul Qadr. Say Ameen. My brothers and sisters, it is a night wherein you are supposed to be softened. You are supposed to introspect, look at yourself. Tell yourself, I need to change and improve to do the right thing. I need to help out. I need to become a better person, a better Muslim. I need to enhance and improve my connection with my maker. That is when it's going to be a powerful night for you. I need to enhance and improve my relationship with my maker. And I need to improve my relationship with the rest of the creatures of the same maker, starting with my own parents. Why do I start with my parents? One of the most difficult relationships is a relationship with parents, especially as you grow older and become independent. And then you have your own spouse and your own children, and then your grandchildren, if Allah has given you the chance to see or witness one or both of your parents in old age. The hadith says, destruction be, or at a loss is a person who had that opportunity and didn't seize it to help them gain entry into paradise. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to understand the status of our parents. Some of us might claim that, well, you know, my parents are difficult people. Some might say they're not Muslim. Some might say they are sinful. No matter who they are your parents, chosen by the one who made you in the first place. So to be kind to them is across the board. No matter who they are, you have to be kind. The way you talk to them, no matter how much they swear you, they make your life difficult. No matter how much they may be doing that which is unacceptable to you, but you either be kind to them or be neutral. But you don't harm, you don't be unkind. If you are unkind, someone, if your father swears you and you swear him back, now the sin is upon you, because his sin is on him, but you are his son. It's not justified at all. But two wrongs do not make a right. Remember that. He made a mistake. You don't have to make a mistake with him. Same applies to your mom. May Allah Almighty grant our parents the ability to be exemplary parents. May Allah Almighty give our parents the acceptance to be the greatest. And just as they want us to be the coolness of their eyes, may Allah make them the coolness of our eyes too. Subhanallah. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah has decreed that none shall be worshipped but Him, and you shall do good to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah says, if one or both of them have reached you while they were in old age, meaning if you have witnessed one or both of them in their old age, remember not to say a single oof to them. Don't answer back in a negative way. And don't rebuke them. Don't be disrespectful to your parents. This ruling is in the Quran. And it is a blanket ruling for everyone without exception. Look at the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Those whose parents were nasty to them, they were never nasty back to the parents. They might have distanced themselves. They might have kept a safe distance, but they did not rebuke or disrespect, because it was an instruction of the Quran. Allah says, you need to do two things, O man. You worship your maker, and you worship the rest of the creatures of the... Sorry. You worship your maker, fulfilling his rights, and you fulfill the rights of the rest of the creatures of that maker, starting with your parents. That's Allah's decree. He decided that. When he made you and I, he chose who your folks would be. So for that reason, you need to know how to manage your folks when they are unreasonable. You don't simply become abusive, because that crime is far greater. You pay for it later on, especially when your parents have had a heart that has been hurt intentionally. May Allah make us from those who are forgiven by our parents. Sometimes parents hold it in. My beloved parents, don't hold it in. Your children sometimes don't know what they are saying, what they are doing. They don't realize, they don't understand until they have their own children. And then it's too late. So if you want to achieve the benefit of this beautiful, powerful night of decree, you need to have a good relationship with Allah and a good relationship with everyone whom Allah told you to have a good relationship with, starting with your own folks. That's why Allah has given importance to solving matters within your family that have been outstanding for years. Your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your children at times, I've already spoken about that. your broader families, your in-laws it may be. Solve the matter. Have a big heart. If it's a petty thing, laugh it off. It's okay. Yes, if it is a matter that is serious, you may want to deal with it. Again, be respectful. So I'm not saying give up your rights for everything. I mean, someone pinched your money, be it your brother or whoever else. It's up to you. If you're a person who's wealthy, you could let it go. But if you don't want to let it go, you have the right. But you don't have the right to be disrespectful. And you don't have the right to be unkind in your words. People swear someone just because they wronged him. They wronged him. Indeed, you have the right to get back your what is yours rightfully. But you didn't have the right to rebuke them, to swear them, and so on. You want the blessing of this life that Allah has kept. You want acceptance to do good deeds. Remember to soften your heart towards the right characteristics of a believer. Allah is telling you, stand firm for justice, whether it's against yourself, your parents, or your family members. That does not mean be unkind to them. That's the bottom line. That does not mean you should rebuke them. That's the bottom line. So my brothers and sisters, remember that if Allah has allowed you to see your parents, the verse I read earlier, Allah is telling you, لَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, do not rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, when you talk to them, when you address them, address them in an honorable way, a beautiful way. Speak to them with love and affection, or at least with respect. That's not an easy thing. And that's why Allah made it compulsory. When he spoke about worship me alone, he says, watch out how you are with your parents. He's done this more than once in the Quran, subhanallah. And the reason I mention it today is as we are witnessing technological advancement, we are also witnessing the breakup of the family unit. And trust me, the most successful and content people on earth, notice how I brought in contentment and success, because you cannot be successful without contentment in the holistic sense. If you are a multimillionaire but you don't have contentment, you have not seen success. Subhanallah. So therefore we say successful and content at the same time. If you have those two, do you know Allah Almighty blesses those who make an effort to mend relations with contentment? Allah blesses you. Allah gives you the opportunity to engage in good acts of worship. Allah Almighty grants you the acceptance to do good things. Do you know when you engage in an act of worship, you are doing it because Allah allowed you to do it? And when you are sinning and transgressing, it is Allah who knows what you are doing. He did not push you to commit a sin, never. Never. Allah never pushes anyone to commit a sin. In fact, Allah will push you to do a good deed. So if you've done it, you did it by the permission of Allah. Allah allowed you to fulfill your prayers. Allah allowed you to go for Hajj. Allah allowed you. Allah placed it in your heart and helped you, gave you the chance, the effort, the energy, the focus and determination to go and get and achieve. And he gave you the power to actually go and execute. That was the love of Allah for you. If we are here tonight in order to soften our hearts, that was Allah. May Allah grant us ease. But when you disobey, it's in the knowledge of Allah. He knows what you've done. And if you have an iota of belief in Allah, you will want to seek forgiveness very quickly. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. So Allah says, watch your tongue. Speak honorable words. Go out and solve problems. That is when you will be able to taste the power of this night. When you have softened your heart. When your heart is soft, you begin to realize your own faults. You realize your weaknesses, how insignificant you and I are in the eyes of Allah. And Allah will then open your hearts. May Allah grant all of us goodness in our hearts towards seeking forgiveness and making a positive change in our lives. I need to change myself, many things. You all need to change many things to improve and become better connected with Allah. I need to change to begin with, and then everyone else. Because human beings are created in a way that we will always have room for improvement. We are not perfect. Perfection is for Allah. And perfection is in paradise, not here on earth. Shaitan will come and tamper. We will have our human nature. We will have our desires, our lusts overtaking sometimes. We will have characteristics that obviously are human traits. Allah says, you know what? Your entire mission in life is to do your best and to be as disciplined as you can. Continue to seek the help of Allah, and Allah will open your doors. May Allah help us and guide us. What should I do on a night like this? Number one, seek the forgiveness of Allah. That is the primary thing that I need to achieve on a night like this. I want to leave this place having been forgiven by Allah. I want to begin a new leaf. And I want to be a new person completely who has left behind the bad habits, whatever they were. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to say, oh Allah, the turner of hearts, turn our hearts towards your deen, towards this religion. And when Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I say if I witness the night of decree and power? She said, or he said, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, oh Allah, you are indeed most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. That's the most powerful dua you could make tonight. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. Mark that word, afu. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. Fa'afu anni, so forgive me. The introduction to the supplication is by far greater than anything we've heard tonight. Afu, tuhibbul afu, is an amazing quality of Allah. Most forgiving loves to forgive. Imagine if you went to someone and it was said about them, this person loves to eat. You would see them eating most of the time if that was a quality of theirs. They love to eat. They would be eating a lot of the times. As soon as you see them, hey, look, this is the mancha, by the way. Sorry to speak about food at this time of the fast. I know there's a little bit left, but just be a bit patient, inshallah. If you were told this person is very generous, they love to give, and you wanted to ask them for $5, £5, you would know before you went to them that it's a given, they'll probably give me 50 or 500. Because we've heard, hey, this guy loves to give. When you hear that the Lord of the world loves to forgive, subhanallah, you should never lose hope in His mercy. No matter what you've done, tonight is the night. There we go. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. So forgive us all. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Keep repeating the supplication whenever you remember. Not just tonight, but all the subsequent nights and throughout your life. Allah will forgive you. He loves to forgive. However, you need to effect some change in your life, and so do I. What is it? I cannot just say, oh Allah, forgive me, and I keep doing the same thing. I need to make a promise to Allah. Oh Allah, strengthen me. I love you. I'm not sinning because I'm defying you, but I'm weak. I'm human. Oh Allah, help me through this. I don't want to do this again. I promise you I won't. Oh Allah, grant me closeness to you. Do you know when you repeat a supplication again and again and again, sincerely, Allah will grant it to you. What is the supplication you have made in your life the most ever? I know it. every single believer, I can tell you today what the supplication they have made the most in their lives is. I know it. You might wonder, how do you know what I supplicate? I know because Allah instructed you, whether you know it or not, to make that supplication, and you make it 17 times a day minimum. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. Why didn't Allah say it once a day and that's it, it's enough? Or once a lifetime, it was okay. Just ask Allah for guidance and that's sufficient. Allah wants you to repeat, guide me to the straight path, guide us to the straight path, guide us to the straight path. So many times every single day, so that you're conscious about what you're asking Him, so that you can work towards it. I'm asking Allah for guidance every single day. Surely, if there was any opportunity to gain closeness to Allah, I should be there, because I shouldn't forget the fact that I'm praying to Him every day to guide me, guide me, guide me, guide me. Subhanallah. You see, the most powerful dua you could make, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. That is generally in your life. But on a night like this, to achieve forgiveness, the dua that we are taught by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, over and above that which is already in Surah Al-Fatiha, we will say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Memorize that dua. Wallahi, it's powerful. That's what this night is all about. Then, tonight, set aside a moment to cry to Allah for your needs. Set aside a moment to cry to Allah for your needs. We're about to serve the food here in this beautiful city of London, with 15,000 people witnessing this particular iftar tonight. Amazing. I promise you, prior to the iftar, just as the food is being given, cry to Allah for your needs. Ask Allah what you want and keep asking Him and repeat it. In fact, while I'm speaking now, you may ask Allah for your needs. There is no fixed time during the fast. Any time during the fast is a blessed time, or a more blessed time. But as you get towards the end, you know what? You have some du'as by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on the softening of your heart and the fact that you know you've just engaged in this fast for the sake of Allah. It is hoped that those du'as will plug in quicker than the others by the will of Allah. May Allah grant us good du'as. May Allah help us so that we are guided to which du'as are more important. And secondly, we are guided so that He accepts the du'as that are most beneficial for us. Sometimes we ask for things detrimental for us. Nonetheless, you will still receive a reward for having asked. But by Allah's mercy, He doesn't give you sometimes. So my brothers and sisters, we will also spend some time crying to Allah for our needs. Then set aside a time to say a few more prayers, or to engage in a little bit more salah, a few units of extra prayer in Taraweeh. Tonight we will be engaging in Taraweeh here as well. May Allah accept it from us. And then moisten your tongue with some words of praise of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is already moistening your tongue with something that will give a tenfold reward to you in blessings from Allah. Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. Whoever sends blessings upon me once, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, Allah will bless that person tenfold, 10 times as a result of this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So moisten your tongue with the praise of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All these words, praise be to Allah, glory be to Allah. And so many more in terms of adhkar. I'm just thinking of so many that come to mind. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, this is the evening. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us goodness. Like I said, there is a great possibility, it being the 27th. Well, here we are. And with all these numbers, if your heart has been softened and you have promised Allah to effect a positive change in your life tonight, if you walk out of here, even if it was not Laylatul Qadr, I promise you, you have achieved more than anything else. Because for someone to be softened, it's only a sign of acceptance of Allah. The hadith says, if Allah uses one person to guide another, just one person, it's better than the whole world and whatever it contains. So imagine, if you yourself are guided, what will you achieve? The man who told you do good is already getting a massive reward. What about you who is doing the good? May Allah Almighty bless every one of us. Let's be very considerate this evening. It is a blessed evening. I've spoken a little bit. I've tried to mention the importance of your relationship with your parents, no matter who they are. And I've tried to mention a few things what to do tonight, some of the power of this night and how amazing it is, the decree that is actually detailed by Allah Almighty on a night like this. And I ask Allah to help us. We will be spending quite a few hours here together, inshallah. And as we leave later on, don't forget, let's not lose the achievements that we have made, inshallah, through this evening. May Allah Almighty bless every one of us. I'm excited about being here with you and really witnessing this greatest iftar that I've actually attended in terms of it being the opening of a fast of Ramadan with 15,000 people here in the city of London. May Allah Almighty accept our fast and make us from those who are forgiven, not just on this night, but every night. And may Allah forgive us at the end of Ramadan as well and grant us a beautiful Eid. I want to just spare a moment to mention those who are struggling across the globe, wherever they are, and however they are struggling. There are too many to mention, but we should pray for them, all of them, those who are oppressed and wronged, our brothers and sisters all over the world. May Allah Almighty alleviate their struggles and sufferings, and may Allah use us to reach out to them in the best way possible. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.